Ting.
Akhirnya. Okay, ni percubaan yang pertama. Episode yang pertama. Lepas agak-agak like what? March?
March maybe?
Yes, definitely March sebab lepas tu semua. Semua orang kena COVID. But anyway, this is first episode for Celoteo. Di mana kita akan borak-borak pasal benda yang kita tengok, kita baca, apa saja yang kita dapat dekat telefon, probably video kucing.
Video apa-apa.
Saya Fitri, dan ni lah my partner.
Saya Azira.
ni dia first time recording.
Nervous.
Okay, the idea is kita just trying to like have some fun. Hopefully that thing doesn't catch up on our audio.
The cute song.
Kita just try to give suggestion to people to what to watch, what to read, and what to listen to while you're on free time. So for this very first episode, I tahu apa yang awak nak try nak untuk bincangkan, but I also have like one more to like cover like two things lah. So how about kita start dengan Bisik-bisik Gelora?
That drama.
Bisik-bisik Gelora slot Akasia dekat TV3. Pukul 7 setiap hari. Now by today, the time of the recording, dia dah episode 30. So about 5 more episodes untuk habis.
Dah hujung-hujung dah.
So like the story like reached its peak, I think. Probably like reaching the climax like probably like in 2 days before dia punya finale. But ada orang yang like, okay, macam saya tak follow sangat sebab usually saya sampai rumah dalam pukul 7.45 je tu pergi kerja. But like awak follow like really 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 well, and you are hating the story a bit.
At first I like cerita tu, but now it's complicated.
I think the most of it because like okay, to be fair, Reza Rozi punya character, which is Jack Isudin, is like not likable, like yes, at all. But like he is really charismatic and believable bawa watak tu.
It's nampak real lah dia punya lakonan. But buat orang menyampah tak.
I think the story wise, it's really like a little bit like different to me, because like macam saya masa mula kita tengok awal tu, saya cakap that the character Jack Isudin is dia ex-con banduan. Really like the story tak pernah pun cuba untuk like highlight all those stereotype of seorang banduan.
Macam orang tak suka banduan gini-gini, tapi still orang boleh accept dia boleh berjaya tu kan.
Yeah, that's true. And even like at first kita macam fikir macam, oh, this character like ayah kepada Afifah Nasir, which is bawa by Datuk Shah Reza. Kita macam, oh, this is the guy yang akhirnya akan do this stereotype terhadap banduan. But eventually tak ada pun. It's just like for that like one episode je. But I think like the highlight of the drama is not the charismatic Reza Rusli ataupun like Rashid Rasulos. I would say like, the highlight of the drama is always like Gambit Saifullah.
Or Hafiz Rosdi yang psycho.
You know, like Hafiz Rosdi, you know, kita dah tahu dia selalu bawa watak baik. Kita dah tahu dia, then we know that he can bring like watak psycho macam tu. But Gambit really like make a splendid comeback, especially after macam suamiku seorang pendosa. Kita dah nampak, kita nampak, oh, okay, Gambit making comeback. And then this one is, oh, okay, he's, if Jack is really not really likable, he's is like super 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 not likable.
He's just a playboy yang macam menyampah gila tengok baby boo.
But like it's not like it's, he's a character that we like to hate, and that's like really good on like him showing like, okay, because kita tak tengok suamiku seorang pendosa. I don't know why kita tak tengok.
Tak sure, maybe sebab ada slot lain, ada cerita lain yang kita tengok.
Saya rasa sebab kita stuck dekat CSI masa tu. So kita macam, okay, Gambit try untuk buat watak lain, but like kita tak pernah anggap Gambit this really like pelakon yang boleh bawa watak yang ada range, or ataupun you know like someone yang boleh bagi kita this feeling, menyampah dengan dia ni. But this one really change like the perspective lah. of Gambit.
Dia punya karakter, dia bawa karakter betul-betul. Memang menyampah tengok Playboy tu. Macam mana dengan Afifah Nasir? Kau suka ke si gedik tu?
You know, it's hard to say for Afifah Nasir sebab she's really like the go-to evil character right now. Kita dah nampak dia dah berapa kali dah bring in those evil character dalam drama. So it's getting like a little bit stale, I think. And from Mulu, Afifah Nasir, she's gonna be like the villain dalam nak cerita ni. So I'm not saying she's not good, but kita dah tengok sangat
watak-watak dia yang
it's very typical like Afifah Nasir, of course dia kena watak ni. In fact, what is that drama yang drama apa yang
apa?
There is one drama dia jadi jahat and then she's posing in front of like a, macam duduk bersimpuh dekat depan simpul for her like introduction macam karakter. And I was like, Afifah Nasir watak jahat ke lagi ni?
Ada ke tapi tak ingat.
Okay, so 5 episode left. Do you think people should jump in and watch? Okay, the bigger question is that episode 31st, which is besok, technically like on Monday. What is this? 13? No, it's not 13. That's too far already. 18? I think it's 18. Episode 31. Like, kalau orang tak pernah tengok lah, should they go and watch?
Maybe not.
Adakah macam korang tengok episode 31 tu macam, what the hell, apa ni, macam tak faham ke atau, because I think like episode 30 is sort of like a good jumping in point because this episode, they jump 4 years, spoiler alert, there's like a time skip. Tapi, yes, there's, I don't know, like maybe people can watch it, but for people yang watching, should they continue watching?
Maybe.
Because awak cakap yang the author of the novel is quite good, like dalam story dia. And I think the story is quite good regardless like how they portray Reza Rosli punya karakter. Oh, how bad Rasha Resus kena layan dalam cerita ni.
Tapi dia punya story menarik lah daripada cerita-cerita yang novel, yang based on novel.
I don't want to brought up the one that I complain. Yes, I complain before.
City Rosmita.
But yeah, like this one is I totally different reaction lah bila saya tengok dia tu. So I think if you tak pernah tengok and like want to jump in, if like this is available anyway on streaming service, better watch it first, start pada awal.
Sebab takut tak faham ke apa, sebab dia banyak jumping masa dia kan, sikit-sikit, berapa tahun.
But if you already like into this, should continue watching. I think
you should.
Probably like conclusion dia akan agak satisfying, hopefully lah, because unless
ending dia tak,
I fine with like a cliffhanger. Maybe dorang nak aim for season 2, but definitely like not like some lame. Probably ending dia ialah dorang akan bersama balik, but
biasa
all novel tu, but
novel Melayu,
I'm fine with it as long as like kita rasa macam really Jad Izzuddin dapat balasan yang sepatutnya lah.
Sokong.
Because if the ending just just relation punya karakter Arumi just maafkan je Reza Rosli, and I will be like, apa ni?
Harap ending dia okay lah, peminat setia ni.
Okay, then maybe probably like the next episode kita akan just like discuss about the ending.
Maybe we can.
Okay, second thing yang kita discuss is the thing, it's already 14 episode in this week. So on Monday is episode 15, MasterChef Australia season 14.
Okay.
MasterChef Australia season 14 is on Lifetime dekat Astro channel 703. Maybe you should next time kita pun check juga kalau dia ada available dekat, you know, like Unify TV or like My TV. But I don't think it's in My TV, probably like Unify TV, but it's Lifetime 703. If you miss out, I think dia ada dekat Astro on demand juga.
Boleh stream.
This definitely can stream in Lifetime punya website, but you know, kalau ada VPN probably boleh lah, sebab dia is an Australian channel actually. But anyway, 14 episode in, we are at top something something. I think this is the 4th elimination.
Right now.
Yeah, definitely 4th elimination. Unlike season 13, it's fans versus favourites, means that kita ada 12 orang peserta baru and 12 orang alumni return. Some highlight is Billy juara season 7, sama season dengan Renok.
And Julius, you are the first, eh?
Yes, first season punya. Like the very very first champion pun masuk juga. We always comment how like she is really really show like she's like the master of cooking. Like how yes. she just send like the super simple food and then just won the round. But okay, what do you think?
What?
Okay, really? To be fair, if like saya tak nak tengok banyak sangat bisnes-bisnes kalau you sort of like miss MasterChef Australia a lot. Okay, sebab dia dalam pukul 9, which is really like masa untuk awak like memasak.
So dia menarik lah sebab dia ada apa fans and favorite tu. Tapi kalau bagi-bagi orang yang nak tengok, yang tengok dari dulu, nak tengok comeback legend-legend tu, better watch.
How about macam dia punya new contestant? Okay, spoiler alert, I know who's the top 10. But how do you think, does this fans boleh like bagi competition terhadap favourites?
Maybe ada Italian tu. Oops.
If you're about to start watching some highlights, then you should check out kalau you dah to miss the very second episode, which is the very first round. The very first immunity challenge, which Julie menang. Uh-huh. That one is really like wow. Because like if you watch the first episode, you takkan percaya yang Julie is someone yang boleh come back. But like after like that first immunity challenge, you'll be like, oh yeah, of course, dia. Yeah.
Dia dah nampak dah. Mula-mula je nervous.
Saya rasa always benda kita selalu komen like how the hell like these people can like masak.
Macam someone yang dah beromor macam tu boleh. Boleh masak dengan masa yang macam tu macam wow.
The last episode 14, one of the contestant juara season 10, Sashi. Masak Sashi kari dalam masa 39 minit like. What the hell is that?
China dia buat tu. And kali dia wow.
Okay, so same juga. Kalau anyone yang tak pernah tengok lagi, should they like jump in? MasterChef is a show yang kita boleh just jump in at any point. This is like 14 episode. Usually MasterChef is like 60 episode. So tak rasa macam ketinggalan jauh sangat lah kan, betul tak?
Boleh je nak tengok.
And I don't think like people gonna get confused. Okay, macam mana kalau tak pernah langsung tengok MasterChef, this is like their first season MasterChef.
Boleh je tengok rasanya. Cuma kena apa, kena tahulah yang mana yang dah apa, yang dah berpengalaman tu. Yang bekas-bekas juara tu lah. Dengan kena bezalah dengan yang fans tu.
Yeah, but to be fair, in the competition they really like differentiate between fans and favourite. Fans pakai apron putih, favorites always pakai apron biru.
Biru.
Definitely macam boleh kenal lah yang mana satu fan, mana satu favorite. And even dalam interview pun ada juga dekat dia punya nama tu.
And tengok juga cara dia orang, nampak lah. Kalau baru nak ikut tu, nampak lah yang berpengalaman tu. Cara dia orang masak.
If, okay, like I want to watch MasterChef, but I don't want to just jump into season 14. What suggestion on MasterChef yang you think patut diorang let's start first?
Season Billy.
That is definitely true. Season 7 is always the highlight of MasterChef Australia. Right now is one of the like the really yeah, really like
menaikkan.
Yes, like he was born because of MasterChef. I think season 12 Back to Win is also to be fair, there's also season Reno come back. It's also like a good season to watch.
Season 12.
But if you are interested macam nak tahu, because MasterChef Australia always ada macam, like for those yang tak tahu, MasterChef Australia sebenarnya ada banyak peserta-peserta yang asal dari Malaysia. So season 1 dah juara dia dari Malaysia, Poh. And then season 2 kita ada Adam yang jadi juara MasterChef. So like there is some season yang if you want to see like a Malaysian competing dalam MasterChef Australia, season 9 Diana.
9 maybe Diana.
Yeah, so season 9 Diana and Sarah both are Malaysian. So kalau macam you feel like I don't want to watch like bunch of like people, like white people cooking, it's not just white people, there's Malaysian. Some season ada Sri Lankan. Sashi is not like Australian. I think he's an immigrant start from, maybe he probably from Sri Lanka, I think.
Indian.
Yeah, we are very sorry kalau kita orang macam like butchered where this contestant coming from. So there are not just Australian, there are some people yang like come there, like they are from like other country and like coming there, starting their life and then like try to like starting their own dreams dalam ni. So it's really really interesting like to see how diverse actually like the menu yang kadang-kadang diorang produce.
Tak sangka dia boleh apa, macam yang Malaysia tu, dia buat menu-menu Malaysia tu nampak wow.
Okay, so anything, ada benda lain ke yang patut kita bincang kan? In my mind is just Bisik-Bisik Gelora and MasterChef Australia.
For now. Maybe boleh kita cakap pasal Running Man?
I think Running Man kena ada like this like very special episode. Because sometimes as per all like shows, Running Man also had like ups and downs. Some episodes good, some episode like maybe like biasa-biasa je. So you know what, maybe kalau kita minggu tu kita memang tak ada apa-apa benda, maybe kita bincang apa seronok.
Okay, boleh.
Okay, so kita aim show ni maybe dalam 30 minit. So now the time is around like 19 minutes, maybe like probably 20. So we'll wrap up the show. Because like in the future probably kita akan ada banyak benda kita nak bincangkan. Anyway, dua benda hari untuk ya, episode kali ni. First episode ni, Bisik-Bisik Gelora, TV3, Pukul 7, Suluk Akasia, okay. Setiap hari. And then satu lagi lah, MasterChef Australia, Lifetime Channel.
Channel 703.
703, pukul 9 malam, Isnin sampai Jumaat. Kita dah cakap pun, Isnin sampai Jumaat saja. Kalau terlepas, they okay, have tengok. A marathon on
marathon, ha.
Ahad.
Back to back.
Yes, back to back, all 5 episodes. Not sure, wait. Kalau dia habis pukul 10, dia akan start dalam pukul 5 macam tu. So, pukul 5 sampai pukul 10. So, kalau termiss, in fact, every day, pukul 8 adalah ulangan pada episode yang malam sebelumnya.
Previous episode.
Yeah, so, maksudnya macam kalau terlepas pun, there's definitely like ada banyak ulangan. Probably lah like, pagi besok tu pun ada. Because I think previously, kalau kita tengok season 13 pun, dia ulang like 10 kali besoknya tu, sebelum episode baru. So, definitely tak akan terlepas. So that's it for our first episode. Okay, so this is like a big question. Like, do you want to share like your SNS profile, or like you just want to just me like any interaction from like listeners just from me?
No, just hobby.
Okay, so we love to hear your feedback and your comments on like how is this first episode, like what to be improved, and any suggestion for like what
apa
to watch.
Apa yang tambah ke?
What that we can watch, what you can check it out, and on anything, on any streaming platform. We don't watch a lot of streaming stuff. Macam saya tahu banyak streaming stuff, like I want to watch like Chip and Dale, but like I haven't have a chance yet. So like if anything you want to suggest, just tell us through like my Twitter at Fitri Ibrahim, is at FEETRI_Ibrahim. I think if you find like FEETRI, definitely can find me. Okay, so okay. That's it for our first episode. Hopefully we can see you for the next episode next week.
Hopefully.
Okay, this is Celoteo. We'll see you
okay, next bye.
Episode. Bye.